Hi, I'm Kizin Kwacha, the editor of Success Unlimited. I'm actually quite honoured and humbled to be part of Success Unlimited. Now, I say humbled because it's not often you get the chance to work on a project like Success Unlimited, a project that you feel, a project that you know with absolute certainty will change the lives of everyone that experiences it. Success Unlimited is one of those books that will change the way you think about success. It will change your perception of your life and what you're going to do with your life from here on. The book's been written by some really amazing people, people who all approach the issue of success from a unique perspective. Each of the chapters have been written in such a way that they're sure to strike a responsive chord with you. The writers offer advice that's practical, incredibly down-to-earth, and very sensible. This book will really prove to you that your potential to achieve success is truly unlimited. But the proof of the pudding, as they say, is in the eating. So I've been given free rein in my introduction to the book. So I thought that I'd serve you a slice of Success Unlimited. Just a taste of what the book has to offer. I'll read you a sample chapter, which I hope will give you a flavour of the extraordinary gems of wisdom inside. The chapter I'm reading from is called Making Success Obtainable, It's All About You, and it's written by the marvellously talented Sharon Chun, a professional coach, workshop trainer and motivational speaker. Sit back, put the kettle on and enjoy. Successful people have a few things in common. They love what they do, find meaning behind what they do, and display relentless dedication and passion in an infectious way. I've once worked for a remarkable boss who had just turned 80 at the time, and one thing was clear. Nothing was stopping him from pursuing his life vision. He clerked for two US Supreme Court justices, became partner at a Wall Street law firm, linked arms with formidable leaders including Kissinger and various heads of state, and played a pivotal role in the opening of US-China relations in 1972. He also wrote for the South China Morning Post, served as a professor, advised global leaders, and still had time to host late-night parties and enjoy his summer house in Cape Cod. You might ask, how did he manage to do all that? He was clear about his values, message, and purpose, and admired for his consistent dedication. Since then, I've wondered if there's a common thread for success and leadership. What do high-performing CEOs, Nelson Mandela and Richard Branson, all have in common? They live with a purpose and are crystal clear on who they are and what they want. This chapter will cover the four essential steps to take you from who you are now to who you want to be. A. Liking yourself, a path to self-acceptance, self-love, and self-worth. B. Knowing yourself, your values, and gaining identity capital. C. Liking what you do, creating a life and work around your values. D. Traits of successful people. 1. Liking yourself, self-acceptance, self-love, and self-worthiness. Success is liking yourself, accepting who you are, and honoring your very being and existence. It's knowing that regardless of other people's opinions, how much money you have, or what accomplishments you've made, they do not change who you are at your core. Self-acceptance. We can't change what's happened in the past. Putting ourselves on trial and acting as our own judge, jury, and executioner just leads to more judging and a cycle towards self-created mediocrity. Remove yourself from patterns of comparing yourself to other people, expectations that others have of you, and a pursuit towards perfection. The truth is, self-acceptance is about finding that comfortable balance between where you stand now and what you expect of yourself. Oprah Winfrey was once reported as saying, "The key to realizing a dream is to focus not on success, but on significance. Then even the small steps and little victories along your path will take on greater meaning." Number 1. What accomplishments have I made along my journey? It's the small changes we make that lead us towards achieving our bigger goal. changing a black or white, win or lose mentality and focusing on the meaning behind each step you take will make the journey more enjoyable and enable you to see the opportunities that lie ahead of you. 2. What are my blessings? What resources do you have access to that can uplift, facilitate, or enable you to meet your personal and business goals? People tend to believe that wealth tends to lead to more wealth. This can be true. However, it is incorrect to say that it's the only resource that matters. Some of the world's wealthiest people started out from humble and modest beginnings, leveraging off their internal resources to pursue personal and business growth. Case study: Starbucks' billionaire CEO and chairman, Howard Schultz, grew up in a housing complex for the poor. In an interview with British tabloid newspaper The Mirror, Schultz says, "Growing up, I always felt like I was living on the other side of the tracks. I knew the people on the other side had more resources, more money, happier families. And for some reason, I don't know why or how, I wanted to climb over that fence and achieve something beyond what people were saying was possible. I may have a suit and tie on now, but I know where I'm from, and I know what it's like." Schultz's resources, including internal drive, curiosity, and a desire to disprove others, fueled his success. Number 3. Can I detach myself from my accomplishments and things that matter to me? Releasing ourselves from a relationship dependent on our accomplishments, ego-boosting company titles, materialistic possessions, and tangible assets empowers us with mental resilience to overcome moments when things are taken from us. We can be proud of what we have while not letting them define us. Case study: I had a client in her 50s who was let go by her company. Her ego was shattered and she felt her identity left her. She had to start over and recreate herself at an older age, but simply couldn't find the courage or confidence to move forward. It's only after she sought out professional help that we were able to overcome her limiting beliefs of inadequacy. In reality, a job change or betrayal by her company does not change who she is at the core. Her experiences, education, and passion for working with people were still there, but out of sight because she attached more importance to her external circumstances. Having confidence around your identity will give you a strong sense of self and resilience to change. Self-love. Why is it that women pick up on the slightest hiccup but never hear the good stuff? Women who suffer from low self-esteem are more likely to stay in abusive relationships, less likely to start a new business, more reserved, and opt out of career opportunities because they're not good enough. You lack the confidence to accept that public speaking opportunity that could yield new business leads. Your professional experience is insufficient to get that new client. You're too young without a track record to apply for that job. You're too old and outdated to rejoin the workforce. You can always find an excuse to hold yourself back from pursuing your potential. But the truth is, you do not need to be perfect. The biggest leap forward is taking that first step and just going for it. 1. Capitalize on your strengths and manage around your weaknesses. Under the Gallup Stress Finder philosophy, this requires an objective mindset, removing an importance on perfection. Focus on your natural talents, knowledge, and skills, turning them into strengths. They require far less resources to develop and market, and when combined with areas you are passionate about, can lead to a happier career decision or life choice. Case study: In an interview with Richard Branson and Marie Farlow, Richard Branson admits that he's strong in creation, ideation, and strategy, but he's not a great manager and as a result hires other people to run the operations. He instills a company culture of fun and independence. In 2014, he offered his staff unlimited holidays, saying that his staff of 170 people could take off whenever they want for as long as they want, and need not ask for approval nor say when they plan to return, with the assumption that absence would not damage the firm. Branson offers a total hands-off approach and focuses on the big picture. Consider who you surround yourself with. choose friends and a professional network that could lend positivity and support in bringing you up. We all have a specific niche that makes us who we are. No matter what our talents and flaws are, make them work for you. 2. Turn off the inner and outer critics. Digital and technological development has led to increased connectivity worldwide. It also offers a constant stream of on-screen chatter, giving attention to the loudest voices. Everyone can have an opinion online about the best way to look, the best way to date, who we should date, who we should marry, and what an ideal parent looks like. While information is good when used objectively, it can also lead to increased thoughts of criticism and comparison. It's been reported that Facebook users on average have more negative feelings such as jealousy, self-criticism, and judgment and depression after usage. You may also be juggling with your inner critic, focusing on your lack while comparing yourself to others. Cut out that negativity receptor and stay authentic to your values, passion, and what's best for you. For example, do you need to be wearing a bikini, sipping a pina colada on a tropical beach during the winter to conclude that you have a good life? Yes, it could be desirable, but be conscious of where your thoughts go. 3. Ask yourself the right questions. Ask open-ended, clear, concise, and constructive how-to questions. Stop asking any questions starting with what if, why am I, or why do I, as they usually stem from anxiety or fear about past or future happenings that we usually have no control over now. Here's an example. Unconstructive self-talk. I have a big talk to give on behalf of my new startup. Why do I get so nervous when speaking to large crowds? And in fact, can recall that time when I completely blanked out during my last presentation, palms drenched with sweat out of fear and anxiety. What if this talk ruins my reputation and people find me boring? What if people take no interest in my topic and start leaving? What if I don't get a full house or get many no-shows? Maybe I should just cancel the talk. Constructive self-talk. I imagine my talk on my topic with the crowd cheering and moved by my delivery. What makes me so passionate about this upcoming talk that is going to really impact my audience? What information or preparation will enable me to feel more confident about this talk? What resources or people do I know that I can ask for help from? How much time do I have before the talk, and what can I do before then to prepare? Self-worth. I've had friends and clients, including executive level individuals, who inherently do not believe that they deserve good in their life, be it a promotion, social acceptance, or happiness. In spite of having met great success in their careers as a result of their hard work, ambition, and relentless focus, at the core, they're not happy with themselves. This could arise as a result of low self-esteem, childhood abuse or neglect, or a life-defining moment that has led you to believe that you're not worthy. When you don't feel worthy, you could shy yourself away from opportunities where you can receive abundance, opportunities, and love because you do not feel that you're worth it. Case study. I was speaking to a woman who was brought up in a relatively poor family. She had one dress and wore her brother's hand-me-downs growing up. Her father was raised by his single mother and forced to make a living at a very young age, giving up schooling. Her father had embedded in her from a young age that being from a working-class family means you work hard and display dignified traits such as honesty and integrity. Rich men will cheat you. You should never trust them. She's now in her mid-50s, and because of coaching work, she had only recently discovered that she had always attracted poor men into her life. She subconsciously believed that only poor men were good and had a deep pull to help those in financial need. This belief that was instilled in her from a young childhood, of course, was her father's belief and did not belong to her. Even after her recent divorce, she was dating men who were always struggling and were not in a position to provide financial stability in a relationship. She was always the giver, but rarely the receiver. Case study. I've worked with a woman in her mid... Case study. I've worked with a woman in her mid-30s who expressed her wish that men in her life could show more love and affection towards her. She was a bright, bubbly, and a loving woman who did not hold back in giving big hugs and smiles on meeting her. She complained that she attracted these scientists who were very smart but lacked the ability to show any physical affection. She wanted to be loved. I had asked her if she loved herself, and she started crying. Having grown up in South Africa, her father had struggled to financially provide for the family and spent most of his time working. She recalled a few specific times in her childhood where she had asked for her father's time and attention, and when she was denied of it, she believed he did not love her. She then believed she's not worthy of love. From this young age, this incident with her father had created a long-lasting limiting belief in her that affected her dating style of subconsciously attracting men that did not show love, because deep down she didn't believe she deserved love and did not love herself. This transformative lesson gave her consciousness of her belief and behavior, and she worked on loving herself more and on receiving more. If there are areas of your life that could use more abundance, here are three things you can do. 1. Give yourself the permission to receive. It could be a past experience, it usually is, that limits you from believing you deserve better. Let go of the past and start fresh today. Every day and moment is an opportunity for us to let go of limiting beliefs about ourselves and an opportunity to reinforce positive beliefs. This takes practice and much positive reinforcements, but it is the starting point for any change. 2. Emptying out the garbage. Let go of the past if it does not serve you. Sometimes we have to let go of what's not working for us to make the biggest change. According to Eckhart Tolle, known for his teachings on spiritual practice and focusing on the now, we cling on to things that form who we think we are, things that have become a part of our identity. It leads us to hold on to our pain far beyond its ability to serve us. Development lies in making changes and letting go for something better. To become my aspire tomorrow, I become that person today. If you have trouble doing this on your own, there are various resources that can help, including meditation, coaching, therapy, yoga, or spiritual practices. It can sometimes be painful to let go of the past, depending on the severity of the emotional impact. 3. Accepting accolade and recognition from others with gratitude. Gracefully accept what others have to say or give you. Begin by saying thank you and giving yourself a few seconds after the accolade before you continue speaking. This gives time for you to acknowledge what the other person has said to you and to digest. 2. Knowing yourself, your values, and gaining identity capital. Have you ever felt overwhelmed and confused because you had so many ideas and options and didn't know which one was the best one to choose? Do you pick the corporate job that will give you quick career advancement and a good pay, but requires extensive travel and less personal and family time, or the job that gives you less pay, but is more impactful and meaningful? Do you stick to the industry and career that you've been in for the past 10 plus years and is giving you less and less growth and excitement, or jump into that unrelated field that's surfacing your interests? Successful leaders are very clear about who they are, what they stand for, and what they believe in. They have clear values, which they will not compromise for any reason, becoming international groundbreakers and ceiling crashers who assert themselves with confidence. As a successful person, you know what matters to you and what's true to you at your deepest core. The more consistently you live with these values and ideals, the happier you'll be. When your values are congruent with your goals and actions, you feel personal power and harmony with yourself. When your behavior or decision is not aligned with your ideals, you may tend to feel confused or conflicted or procrastinate on completing the action as a result of that conflict. Here is how you know your core values to help you make better decisions for yourself and give you confidence around your choices. 1. Identify your core values. These are areas that drive your passion, fuel your inspiration and that you're willing to spend time on, even if it means doing it for free of monetary gain. If you currently volunteer, these will be the causes and the organizations that you devote your time to. You can also look at your mentors and ask yourself, why do I admire them? A. Take a blank piece of paper and start making a list of all the things that are important to you, i.e. spending time with my family, financial stability, travel, philanthropy, and spending time with friends. B. Answer. So, why are these things important to me? What do they mean to me, and what is their ultimate purpose? As you go through this list, you might start seeing a few key core values getting repeated over and over again. Circle and mark these repeated values. For example, you might like travel because of your exploration and discovery value. C. Identify your top five core values and put them in order of importance, with one being the most important and five being the least. Start taking notice of your daily activities and engagements and ask yourself, how, if so, do these activities connect with my core values? You may decide to spend more time in certain areas and find yourself focusing more and more on those areas that are aligned with your core values to enjoy greater purpose and meaning. 2. Grow your identity capital. As Meg J. coined this term in her book, The Defining Decade, Why Your 20s Matter and How to Make the Most Out of Them, do something that adds value to who you are. Do something that's an investment on who you want to be next. This is the time to explore and develop yourself. You are your single greatest asset that you have direct decision-making power over. See yourself as a piece of asset that you're investing in, exceeding the value of any tangible asset you have, including a house, a luxury watch, or your newest iPhone. Personal actions. A. Who do I want to be, and what kind of life do I aspire to? B. What skill sets, mindset, experience, or knowledge would help me become a better version of myself? C. What resources do I need to get to where I want to be? Create small and actionable steps to acquire these areas with clear timelines attached to them. So if you discover that you're getting stuck, getting the same results and not sure how to overcome it, you may consult a coach. If you need a particular experience to take your professional development to the next level, decide on which key influencers or leaders will be best equipped to get you there. Reach out to an expert or a resource that can give you the tools to reach your desired outcome. D. Invest time in an area that you've always had a passion for, be it a sport or a hobby. Spend time doing the things that you love for yourself. It will add more joy and contentment to your life, creating a greater sense of purpose. E. Take a course or class or gain additional certification that adds value to your identity. This will turn your talents into marketable strengths if you haven't already. F. Find a mentor who can keep you accountable and whom you respect for advice and resources. G. Surround yourself with an influential and resourceful circle or network of friends who uplift and support your goals and ambitions. H. Take time out daily, even if it's only 15 minutes, to reflect on what you did well each day. 3. Liking what you do, creating a life and career around your values and identity. Success is about living with purpose by crafting a life and career around your core values, your strengths and interests. Bronnie Ware is a writer who had worked many years as a nurse in a palliative care. Her patients suffered from incurable diseases, sent home to die. She was with them for the last 3 to 12 weeks of their lives. When faced by their own mortality, she witnessed a range of emotions and incredible personal growth before they reached peace. When she asked her patients about any regrets they had or how they'd lived life differently, the top 5 were: 1. I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. As the most common regret of all, people realize that they've not lived out their truest and most authentic selves. They have dreams, wishes or desires left unmet or untried. Imagine taking with you a long list of regrets, knowing you could have done something about it earlier. In Gallup's 2013 State of the American Workplace study, 70% of those who participated described themselves as disengaged from their work. Of over 150,000 people surveyed, only 30% enjoyed their job and their bosses. It's a lot easier to live with complacency because you know what to expect in your situation, even if it means living with dissatisfaction. I've encountered many people unhappy in their roles, but stay for various reasons, including the fear of not being able to find something better. Taking a risk working in a new industry or starting your own company can mean taking a pay cut or a serious amount of time vested in making that transition. The greatest risk, however, in change is growth beyond your wildest imagination. Ask yourself, what do you have to gain? How would it feel and look like to live your dream life? Next, you'd ask yourself, who can I talk to? What resources do I have to help me get there? What steps should I take to get there? Making changes can often be uncomfortable or scary, but the opportunities and joy that awaits you make life worth living. Regret number 2. I wish I didn't work so hard. This came from every male patient she nursed. They missed their children's youth and their partner's companionship. They missed quality time with their parents while they were still healthy and alive. It's easy to say that if only you had just a certain amount of money, you'd be happy. In reality, when reaching that financial goal, you may find yourself setting yet another and another number. Keep life simple and evaluate yourself whether it's really worthwhile. Regret number 3. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. People suppress their feelings to avoid conflict or to keep peace with others. These patients had carried bitterness and resentment, and many even suffered illnesses because they didn't express their true feelings. Dr. Bruce Lipton is a former medical school professor and research scientist and has shown that our bodies are affected by our emotions and thinking. You might hold back from expressing yourself out of fear of a negative response, such as rejection, confrontation, disapproval, or discontentment. However, the aftermath of harboring your feelings leads to more bitterness and can make you physically ill. By retraining our thinking, our bodies can be changed for the better. Lipton shows that genes and DNA do not control our biology, that instead, DNA is controlled by signals from outside the cell, including the energetic messages emanating from our positive and negative thoughts. We can retrain our thoughts and mindset by working on our belief systems that are the drivers of those negative thoughts. For example, if you've been hurt before and have been told that you will not succeed in this world, you might have a belief that you don't count as a person and have low self-esteem. As a result, you may be hindered by that experience and shy away from expressing your feelings in order to protect yourself from further hurt. In the end, a key to maintaining peace within yourself is by clearing out or even preventing these feelings from coming about in the first place, by knowing their triggers and by understanding your beliefs that may be causing that behavior. Regret number 4. I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. People with strong social relationships are happier, they're healthier, and live longer. Our connections with other people are at the heart of happiness. At the core, each of us desire love, regardless of whether it's from our parents, our spouse, or our friends. Though individuals have different personalities, traits, and strengths, we each long to be accepted, acknowledged, and understood. Relationships with people fulfill the human connection and make our lives much richer. It's easy to get lost in being busy between family and work responsibilities, in life in general, and to lose touch with those we care about. Make time to nourish relationships with those you care for. To maintain them, they require attention, time, and love, but can bring you invaluable experiences in return. Regret number 5. I wish that I'd let myself be happier. You can be happy now. Follow your passion and it will lead you to happiness. As stated by Wayne Dyer, passion is a feeling that tells you, this is the right thing to do. Nothing can stand in my way. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. This feeling is so good that it cannot be ignored. I am going to follow my bliss and act upon this glorious sensation of joy. When was the last time you got lost in your own joy? You lost track of time because you were in your element, in your peak state, and everything flowed effortlessly. Some people are comforted by their victim mentality, blaming their unhappiness on everything but themselves. Can you allow yourself to be happy and claim ownership over your life? Here are some personal actions. Define your values. What truly matters to you and what do those things bring you? Examples are freedom, personal development, connectedness to other people, stability and curiosity. And here's another personal action. Capitalize on strengths. What am I really good at? What skill sets or knowledge do I have? Another personal action. Establish a message. The greatest leaders have a message to share with the world. What is my message based on the values I have? Do I want to uplift, inspire, change, or provoke? What impact would I like to make and what do I want to be known for? Here's another personal action. Envision the values of those you want to serve. Who do I want to serve? It could be family, customers, or clients. Find a match between your values and strengths and those you serve at work or at home. What do I have to give and who needs it? Another personal action. Find your platform. What channel would best enable me to express my message, talent, and vision? Does it involve a physical stage, media, writing, teaching and training, online networks, public speaking, government, or a private business? Another personal action, know your ideal environment. What environment do you thrive in? For example, a stable and structured or spontaneous and innovative one. Determine which environment conforms best to your values. Determine which environment conforms best to your personality. This will save you time by investing in a workplace culture that fits best with your values and personality. And the last personal action is, turn your talents into profitability. What opportunities would allow me to make money from my passion and strengths? What's the best way to market and brand myself? Who or what can I do to help me get there? 4. Traits of successful people. Give attention to what makes you happy by being true to your values. This will uplift your well-being and happiness, enabling you to better serve and lead others. Success requires a healthy mind, body, and spirit, and depends on your ability to maintain it through continuous attention, acceptance, and love towards yourself. Go with the flow. Sometimes the best things in life aren't planned. It takes an open mind and a flexible mindset to see the opportunities that lie ahead. This strategy will save your energy for things worthwhile and worth your time and attention. Be mentally present. Clear the clutter of yesterday and concerns of tomorrow. You can only control what is done now. Everything else is a fallacy. It seems inevitable that work requires us to multitask. Being a parent requires you to multitask, and with so much technological stimulation available, it's not uncommon to find people pay more attention to their phones at a restaurant than their company. But in fact, quality of life comes from focusing and finding meaning on what you do at this very moment, taking things step by step as they come. One of the greatest gifts you can give another person is your undistracted attention and to listen without judgment. Practice and preparation. It's often said that luck favors the prepared, so be fully prepared to jump onto an opportunity before it comes. You just don't know when and which door will open. So have your research done, your material ready, and stand tall and ready to walk through that door when it opens. As an entrepreneur, this could mean having your marketing material, sales pitch, and presentation slides ready when that unexpected client calls to ask you for a last-minute meeting. Embrace every challenge as an opportunity. Let's face it, things often do not go according to plan. Successful people accept the situation, evaluate its opportunities, and move on. A friend of mine spent close to a year looking for an engineering position when California's economy was still in its slow recovery after the global financial crisis of 2007 and 2008. She worked hard and stayed mentally resilient and found a great opportunity that even allowed her to travel, an element she was excited about. Months later, she was asked to leave due to budget restraints. She was devastated and upset, but used this time to explore other interests such as teaching. She got her first part-time teaching job at a city college, and I've never seen her happier in the 15 plus years I've known her. She's now looking for full-time teaching positions outside of the US and living outside of her comfort zone, having spent her entire life in Southern California. Take responsibility for your outcome. Impactful leaders give credit to others for success while never blaming others for their failures. Some people point fingers at others in order to maintain or boost their own reputation at the expense of devaluing someone else's. In order to leap towards greater success, you must take ownership of your own outcome. This mentality places you in control over your own future rather than relying on environmental factors and other people to guide your own success. Think big and plan long term. Famous American comedian and actor Jim Carrey wrote himself a $10 million check for acting services rendered, postdated 10 years, and kept it in his wallet. He was committed to his big dream of earning himself a mark in Hollywood and planned long term over a 10-year time span, working at it day by day. In 1985, driving an old beat-up Toyota, he daydreamed of success, visualized it, and created the evidence that would follow his success. Jim Carrey knew his passion and career ambitions, aimed high, and put his dreams into action. Chapter written by Sean Chun. Successful people have a few things in common. They love what they do, find meaning behind what they do, and display relentless dedication and passion in an infectious way. I've once worked for a remarkable boss who had just turned 80 at the time, and one thing was clear. Nothing was stopping him from pursuing his life vision. He clerked for two US Supreme Court justices, became partner at a Wall Street law firm, linked arms with formidable leaders including Kissinger and various heads of state, and played a pivotal role in the opening of US-China relations in 1972. He also wrote for the South China Morning Post, served as a professor, advised global leaders, and still had time to host late-night parties and enjoy his summer house in Cape Cod. You might ask, how did he manage to do all that? He was clear about his values, message, and purpose, and admired for his consistent dedication. Since then, I've wondered if there's a common thread for success and leadership. What do high-performing CEOs, Nelson Mandela and Richard Branson, all have in common? They live with a purpose and are crystal clear on who they are and what they want. This chapter will cover the four essential steps to take you from who you are now to who you want to be. A. Liking yourself, a path to self-acceptance, self-love, and self-worth. B. Knowing yourself, your values, and gaining identity capital. C. Liking what you do, creating a life and work around your values. D. Traits of successful people. 1. Liking yourself, self-acceptance, self-love, and self-worthiness. Success is liking yourself, accepting who you are, and honoring your very being and existence. It's knowing that regardless of other people's opinions, how much money you have, or what accomplishments you've made, they do not change who you are at your core. Self-acceptance. We can't change what's happened in the past. Putting ourselves on trial and acting as our own judge, jury, and executioner just leads to more judging and a cycle towards self-created mediocrity. Remove yourself from patterns of comparing yourself to other people, expectations that others have of you, and a pursuit towards perfection. The truth is, self-acceptance is about finding that comfortable balance between where you stand now and what you expect of yourself. Oprah Winfrey was once reported as saying, "The key to realizing a dream is to focus not on success, but on significance. Then even the small steps and little victories along your path will take on greater meaning." Number one, what accomplishments have I made along my journey? It's the small changes we make that lead us towards achieving our bigger goal. Changing a black or white, win or lose mentality and focusing on the meaning behind each step you take will make the journey more enjoyable and enable you to see the opportunities that lie ahead of you. 2. What are my blessings? What resources do you have access to that can uplift, facilitate, or enable you to meet your personal and business goals? People tend to believe that wealth tends to lead to more wealth. This can be true. However, it is incorrect to say that it's the only resource that matters. Some of the world's wealthiest people started out from humble and modest beginnings, leveraging off their internal resources to pursue personal and business growth. Case study: Starbucks' billionaire CEO and chairman, Howard Schultz, grew up in a housing complex for the poor. In an interview with British tabloid newspaper The Mirror, Schultz says, "Growing up, I always felt like I was living on the other side of the tracks. I knew the people on the other side had more resources, more money, happier families. And for some reason, I don't know why or how, I wanted to climb over that fence and achieve something beyond what people were saying was possible. I may have a suit and tie on now, but I know where I'm from, and I know what it's like." Schultz's resources, including internal drive, curiosity, and a desire to disprove others, fueled his success. Number 3. Can I detach myself from my accomplishments and things that matter to me? Releasing ourselves from a relationship dependent on our accomplishments, ego-boosting company titles, materialistic possessions, and tangible assets empowers us with mental resilience to overcome moments when things are taken from us. We can be proud of what we have while not letting them define us. Case study: I had a client in her 50s who was let go by her company. Her ego was shattered and she felt her identity left her. She had to start over and recreate herself at an older age, but simply couldn't find the courage or confidence to move forward. It's only after she sought out professional help that we were able to overcome her limiting beliefs of inadequacy. In reality, a job change or betrayal by her company does not change who she is at the core. Her experiences, education, and passion for working with people were still there, but out of sight because she attached more importance to her external circumstances. Having confidence around your identity will give you a strong sense of self and resilience to change. Self-love. Why is it that women pick up on the slightest hiccup but never hear the good stuff? Women who suffer from low self-esteem are more likely to stay in abusive relationships, less likely to start a new business, more reserved, and opt out of career opportunities because they're not good enough. You lack the confidence to accept that public speaking opportunity that could yield new business leads. Your professional experience is insufficient to get that new client. You're too young without a track record to apply for that job. You're too old and outdated to rejoin the workforce. You can always find an excuse to hold yourself back from pursuing your potential, but the truth is, you do not need to be perfect. The biggest leap forward is taking that first step and just going for it.